In John chapter 17, verse 6, it talks about the ones who were given by the Father to Jesus. And they are described as being out of the world. And then later as not of this world. Now, we actually kind of use that phrase, don't we? Someone or something can be said to be out of this world, meaning it's beyond this world. And when referencing a person with this phrase, we mean that that person is beyond the common expectation. They go above and beyond. They don't fit the norms around them. Well, that's actually a pretty good description of what Jesus is talking about. Those who are out of the world no longer live like the world. They have a new nature. They've been taken out of the world and given to the Son. They no longer are a part of the world system, the world belief of greed and selfishness and self-righteousness. They begin to operate from a different operating system, from a new heart. And this is what Jesus means about coming out of darkness and into His light that He talks about earlier in the gospel. Jesus goes on in John chapter 17 to explain how all of this happened. They have kept your word. So just stay with this. Jesus is praying for those to whom He has manifested God's name and character, whom God has given to Jesus, who have been taken out of the world and given to Jesus, who have kept God's words. Those are characteristics of believers. They know God. They were gifts of God to the Son. They are taken out of the world, and that status is evidenced in their lives by the keeping of God's word. The verb keep is going to be an important one for this section. It means to guard and protect and pay attention to. So believers are not just people who know God's word in their minds. It's not just that they are familiar with Bible stories and the Golden Rule. It's not that they attend all the VBS programs during the summer and fill up their sashes with patches and awards and have perfect attendance at Sunday school. Believers, disciples, guard and preserve and pay attention to God's word because it is life for them. It guides them. It is their North Star because they trust the one who made the stars. When you pray today, please remember Rama Bakchung and his family, our missionaries in Myanmar. And also remember the Romani Calderash Life Word broadcast that's heard in Romania.